maybe just for today. Share our love we must while we may.
Greetings, everyone. This is Gene Baker with the last half hour today and for this week of Club 930. Club 930 with the best in recorded music and artists and, oh, a lot of information I've got to give you today, and also a short talking to about getting in those postcards. Well, I won't be mad at you. Maybe a little bit later. I'll really talk pretty strongly to you. And this first quarter hour is brought to you by RCW Enterprises for Circus Rubber Animals. But right now, the song's a thing and music is king, and here to prove it is Benny Strong and the orchestra with I Never See Maggie Alone.
She brings her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. She brings her uncles and cousins. She's got them by the dozens. I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her, say to her sweet, where shall we meet? Supposing that we eat, she brings her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. Mother, her sister, and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. One night while we were out walking, and she got tired of talking, she invited me up to her home. I turned the lights down, they were too bright. Oh, what a night. When I turned on the light, there was her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
She brings her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother.
Oh, I never see Maggie alone.
She brings her uncles and cousins. She's got them by the dozens.
I never see Maggie alone. And if I phone her, say to her sweet, where shall we meet? Supposing that we eat, she brings her father, her mother, her sister, and her brother. Oh, I never see Maggie alone. Nephews, uncles, cousins, by the dozens. Father, mother, sister, brother. What a family! I never see Maggie alone.
Benny Strong and I Never See Maggie Alone. I could tell Benny what all the mother and the brother and the father and the sister and so on. They're all over at Maggie's house writing postcards in trying to win that television set. That's why you never can see Maggie alone. Say, listen, here's something I want to talk to you about, though, and something that the kids will love. It's for Christmas time, you know, everybody's a kid at Christmas. There's Jerry the giraffe, 3 feet long. Solly the seal, over 2 feet long. Danny the deer, 2.5 feet long with long antlers. Donnie the dachshund, 2.5 feet long, and Petey the puppy, 12 inches of cuddly dog. Those 5 giant toy animals the whole nation is raving about. And they're durable, too, made of strong latex and brilliant colors, like the animals in the famous Barnum and Bailey Circus. There's a giant reindeer, 2.5 feet long, the big giraffe, 3 feet high, a seal, 2 feet long. It's like a 5-ring circus. And the price? Just a single dollar bill. Not a dollar for each animal, but just $1 for all 5. That's right, all 5 giant rubber toy animals. Just $1 for all 5. RCW Enterprises, pay the postage. There's no hidden charge. Now, here's all you have to do. Send a $1 bill, check, or money order for each set you want. Address Circus, Box 65, Beverly Hills. Now, the demand is so tremendous, we can't guarantee delivery unless your order is mailed within the next 48 hours. So do it now, and prompt delivery is guaranteed. Only 5 sets to a customer. So simply enclose a dollar bill, check, or money order for each set you want and mail it to Circus, Box 65, Beverly Hills. Now, satisfaction is guaranteed, or money will be refunded. Don't forget, we're going to be a lot of fun at Christmas time with those. Hey, here is a wonderful number. Vaughn Monroe singing That Lucky Old Sun. You know, it was written by Beasley Smith and Heron Gillespie. Incidentally, the boys have another brand new one that's hitting the top 10, which we'll play a little bit later. But first, That Lucky Old Sun. Singing That Lucky Old Sun. Say, have you written your postcard yet? Have you stated your preference as to which of the 3 disc jockeys you prefer for Club 930? Mel Ross, Bob Moon, or yours truly, Gene Baker? Well, you better do it today. This is positively the last chance you have. This is the end of the line. If you don't get it in today, well, it's your own fault if you don't have a great big television set, an $800 television set in your living room. It's your own fault. I can't feel sorry for you. I'm talking straight from the shoulder now. Just sit right down and write that penny postcard. You know, because I'll tell you how easy it is to do. Just one sentence on a postcard can be the winner. I'll talk to you more about that in just a few minutes or so. I'm not going to let up on you today. Here's Russ Case with the Quintones and Envy. Thank you. Envy with Russ Case and the Quintones. And now, just a word more about those five giant inflated rubber toy animals that will really thrill the kiddies. Just think. There's Jerry the giraffe, 3 feet long, Solly the seal, over 2 feet long, Danny the deer, 2.5 feet long with long antlers, Donnie the dachshund, 2.5 feet long, and Petey the puppy, 12 inches of cuddly dog. And you know the best news of all is the price. During this limited Christmas offer, all five giant toy animals made of durable latex in brilliant colors will cost you only a single dollar. You heard me right. Not a dollar for each animal, but just $1 for all five giant rubber toy animals. Furthermore, RCW Enterprises pay the postage. There are no hidden charges. Now, here's all you do. Send a dollar bill, check, or money order for each set you want. Address Circus, Box 65, Beverly Hills. Enclose a dollar bill with your name and address to Circus, Box 65, Beverly Hills. Now, don't forget that. And send for them right away. The supply is limited. In order to guarantee prompt delivery, you'd better have your order in within the next 48 hours. Simply enclose a dollar bill, check, or money order for each set you want and mail it to Circus, Box 65, Beverly Hills. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. This is the first quarter hour of this last half hour of Club 930 today. It gets pretty complicated, doesn't it? Has been brought to you by RCW Enterprises for Circus Rubber Animals. Now let's see what we have. Oh, we have the second number I promised you, written by Beasley Smith and Heron Gillespie, their brand new hit, The Old Master Painter.
The old master painter from the faraway hills painted the violets and the daffodils. He put the purple in the twilight haze, then did a rainbow for the rainy days. Dreamed up the murals on the blue summer skies, painted the devil in my darling's eyes, captured the dreamer with a thousand thrills, the old master painter from the faraway hills. Then came his masterpiece, and when he was through, he smiled out in heaven and he gave me you. What a beautiful job on that wonderful day, the old master painter from the hills far away. Dreamed up the murals on the blue summer skies, painted the devil in my darling's eyes, captured the dreamer with a thousand thrills, the old master painter from the faraway hills.
The old master painter from the faraway hills painted the violets and the daffodils. He put the purple in the twilight haze, then did a rainbow for the rainy days. Dreamed up the murals on the blue summer skies, painted the devil in my darling's eyes, captured the dreamer with a thousand thrills, the old master painter from the faraway hills. Then came his masterpiece, and when he was through, he smiled out from heaven and he gave me you. What a beautiful job on that wonderful day, the old master painter from the hills far away. Far away, far away. What a beautiful job on that wonderful day, the old master painter from the hills far away. Far away, far away.
The Old Master Painter, sung for you by Dick Hames, and Four Hits in the Miss. You know, that's a little unusual for a writing team to have two hits that close together. Well, now listen to these prizes. This is all for you just writing a penny postcard. Listen to this. First prize, White Oak Admiral AM-FM radio TV combination that retails for over $800. It has an automatic record changer that handles all sizes of records and a 16-inch television screen. Let's think of that. The second prize, a Magnavox in a lovely Georgian mahogany. It's an AM-FM combination with duomatic record changer. It retails for $298.50. Third prize, an RCA radio phonograph combination worth $182.50. Then comes that $100 credit, followed by merchandise credits of $75, $50, and $25, All good for any items in the Penny Owsley Music Company on Wilshire Boulevard, one half block east of the Ambassador Hotel. And last but not least, come 20 albums for the next 20 winners presented by Capital. Their Christmas carol sung by the famous sportsman. Now that's all for just writing a simple statement. Which of us three just disc jockeys you prefer? Our committee of judges, you know, need your help. They're relying on you to select the permanent MC. All letters will be judged on the basis of brevity, sincerity, and aptness of comment. Decisions of the judges will be final, and all entries become the property of Club 930 and KHJ. Just make up your mind which one of us you like best, Bob Moon, Merrill Ross, or yours truly, Gene Baker, and then put it on a penny postcard and send it to us. Now, that address, Club 930, KHJ, 1313 North Vine Street, Hollywood 28. And get that card in the mail today. Well, that brings us to memory time. The year we salute today is 1931. The world was kind of restless and worried then. President Hoover, some of the leading businessmen to Washington. Spain deposed her king and set up a republic. Japan seized Mukden and Manchuria. Vaudeville was on its last legs. That's what they said. Can't kill vaudeville. Big names in vaudeville at that time were Jack Benny, Kate Smith, Bob Hope, Basil Rathbone, and Bing Crosby. About that time, the big radio chains were getting started and getting ready for Bing Crosby, Jack Benny, Kate Smith, Basil Rathbone, and so forth and so on. And then now here comes vaudeville again. Wasn't exactly a glamorous year or a year of very gracious living, but musically there were really some terrific tunes. One of them I know that you remember is Out of Nowhere. You came to me from out of nowhere. You took my heart and found it free. Wonderful dreams, wonderful schemes from nowhere made every hour sweet as a flower for me. If you should go back to your nowhere, leaving me with a memory, I'll always wait for your return out of nowhere, hoping you'll bring your love to me. wonderful tune from the year 1931, which closes the book on memory time for today. That was Paul Weston's orchestra. Thank you, Paul. Nice accompaniment. Oh, what an orchestra that man is. Well, friends, now wait. Just quick like a bunny now, run right over to the desk, the kitchen table, or the top of the stove or someplace and write that card, will you? Right now. Right now. I'll give you the address again in case you didn't get it. Club 930 KHJ 1313 North Vine Street, Hollywood 28. But don't pass up the chance to get in on all these wonderful prizes. Over $1,500 worth of prizes. We're not asking you to send in a box top, a label, or buy any product or anything. Just a penny postcard, and you can come out with an $800 television set. I don't know how fair anything can get, really. Now we have something unusual that's just beginning to creep up on the list now. It's from the Walt Disney sensation Ichabod and Mr. Toad, The Headless Horseman.
Outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, some with fangs about this size, some short and fat, some tall and thin. Some of them don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on out there in the night.
Have a midnight jamboree. They break it up with fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed
is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand,
demons take one look and groan,
and hit the road for parts unknown.
And there's no rage like a spook that's burned. They don't like him, and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead,
he'll show them that he can get ahead.
Close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, 'cause he'll clip your top if it'll fit.
And he likes them little, likes them big. Part in the middle or a wig.
Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head. There's no red like a spook that's burned.
Just can't reason with a headless man.
The headless horseman.
Tex Beneke and the headless horseman. Oh, me. Well, now we're going to give you a little hopscotch music, so I know you've gotten your cards written, and we'll give you the tempo in which you walk to the post office and drop the letter in the post box.
That's the hopscotch melody. Oh, you hop a little and your little left shoe. You hop a little on the right one too. You kick a button like the Scotch kids do. That's the hopscotch polka. Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on the right one too. You swing your lassie and you shout haroo to the hopscotch polka. Down the heather hill you start to swing. It might be winter, but it feels like spring. The dancers gather and they form a ring for the hopscotch polka. just hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on the right one, too. You kick a button like the Scotch kids do. That's the hopscotch polka. So bring your favorite lass along. The pipers play a wee Scotch song. That's the hopscotch polka. And if your lass is sweet and true, the hopscotch polka is the thing to do. So tell her just to follow you to the hopscotch polka. Oh, you hop a little on your little left shoe. You hop a little on your right one, too. You kick a button like the Scotch kids do. That's the hopscotch polka. Winter, but it feels like spring. The dancers gather and they form a ring for the hopscotch polka. Just hop a little on your little left shoe.
Who would hop a little right down to the post office and get your card in? Will you do that? Well, friends, this brings to a close Club 930 for this week. It brings us to the last time we can tell you to get those cards in stating your preference of disc jockeys, Merrill Ross, Bob Moon, or yours truly, Gene Baker, but get them in. Give yourself a break and give yourself a chance to win one of the over $1,500 worth of prizes. Remember, a penny postcard is all that it takes, so get them in today. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of you for listening, and thanks for your cards and letters that had Gene Baker on them. This has all been fun, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. Whoever takes the show on Monday, rest assured of one thing. You'll always find the best in recorded music and the latest in shows when you make Club 930 a daily 2 to 3:30 habit over KHJ. Thanks again, and until we meet again, this is Gene Baker closing the oven door and saying so long and keep happy. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
Before our eyes, while we're